I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital?
Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the Port Charles 411. Today we talk with Hudson West, who plays Jake Spencer.
He was so sweet.
He's so sweet. Jake Weber.
It blows my mind that little kids can learn all these lines and go through everything.
No, Jake Spencer. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Remember we talked about this, like, why, like,
I don't understand.
Lucky adopted him, whatever.
Yep. And okay. They say the Weber boys whenever they refer to the three of them. So his last name is Spencer.
Yes. Okay. He was just so, so sweet. And I don't want to give too much away because I feel like we just had a really good conversation with him.
Yes.
So we will meet you back here after the chat. Hey, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. You can hear us okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're going in and out a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, ask somebody to turn their phones off Wi-Fi so there's, you know, people. But yeah, I don't have the greatest internet here, so sorry about that.
Nope, that's okay. It's one of the new struggles we have with everyone being at home so much now.
Self-tapes, you know, I'm trying to, like, send clips to my agents and stuff, and it's just difficult with Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Well, I'm Shannon.
I'm Amanda.
Nice to meet you guys.
Nice to meet you, too. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
It's been great having you back on the show.
Yeah. It was a while before I was on it again, but I was glad to be back, you know. It was great to see everybody again.
Has it really been since 2019?
Yeah, I mean, before I had, like, my few dates with, like, I think Franco's Funeral was the first time I've been on it since 2019, yeah.
Wow, I know. I think because we lost so much in 2020 with everybody.
Right.
That we didn't realize it until I just read it in an article the other day, and I'm like, there's no way. But yeah.
Yeah, they weren't having kids. They weren't allowing kids to be back, like, when they first reopened for a while. But then... pretty much as soon as they listed that rule, I was basically back on.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So what did you do while you weren't able to work?
I mean, that was probably the prime of quarantine. I was doing online school. I was in Arizona. I am in Arizona right now, and I spent most of my time there because that's where the rest of my family is. And so if I didn't have school or auditions in California, I might as well just come here. And so I came here and I had a relaxation period. There was a lot of self-tapes, but I mean, I guess I did, a little bit that NCIS and 911, but besides that, really nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was just kind of, you know, relaxing.
What everyone else was doing, just living online, I guess.
I mean, it was good to spend more time with my family because my dad and my brother, they didn't want to move out to LA just because I did, because he had a job and you know, so we've kind of been split because of that. And so if I don't have any auditions or school, I just, you know, spend more time with them.
How did you get into acting?
It was a long time ago when I was like 4 years old. I was in Ohio. That's where I was born and raised, and Dayton, Ohio. And there wasn't a whole lot of opportunities. So I was, you know, people told me to like get into acting, or at least like mentor or modeling or whatever. And I found like a modeling agency, Wings, in Cincinnati. And I just kind of did that for a while. And they would have workshops where like casting directors would hold classes and stuff there. And I guess I had like a little bit more of an attention span than all the other 4 year olds. So they kind of just noticed that. And then from there, they told me to go to Expo in Dallas, Texas, where I would get on stage and just kind of like perform monologues in front of the audience, or, you know, two person scenes or cold reads. And the audience was agents and managers. And then once I did that, the agents and managers would pick the kids that they liked on the stage and call them out to LA.
Wow. That was very accomplished at four.
Right.
It was a lot way back then. I had to fly all the way from Ohio to California and, you know, kind of live in a motel for a while until we got an apartment. And then my dad's job in Ohio brought him to Arizona. And then so now, instead of having to commute coast to coast, we can drive like 7 hours California to Tucson.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. That's just a crazy story. Like, we're in Pennsylvania, so it's the same kind of thing. You know, there's no really way to break into anything. I feel like I didn't even know you could do that in Ohio. That's awesome.
I know. It was difficult to find some place. Like, if any time I'd want to go to that Wings, I'd have to drive like an hour and a half to get there.
Yeah.
And I go real downtown Cincinnati, and it was crazy. It was a long time ago, but yeah, it was.
How
nice.
Did you talk your parents into it?
I was four, so next thing I know, I'm just like in Cincinnati. It was, nobody really sought to, you know, get into this kind of career. It was just like, I was kind of living, and then things kind of fell into place. Like, I didn't really, so a lot of kids will be like, hey mom, I want to be on TV someday. Or the parents would be like, man, you know, you should be on TV. It just kind of like fell into place. My mom didn't really think about it. I didn't really think about it. So, I mean, I guess it was more of my parents' decision. Not that like I didn't have a choice or anything, but if I look back at my memories, I just, one day I'm in Ohio, then one day I'm in Hollywood. So it's crazy.
Awesome.
I'm just like still in shock.
Amanda has four kids, so I bet she's just trying to process right, that through her mind. Like, how would I do that?
And you have siblings, so your parents have to juggle that too?
Yeah, I've got one older brother. He's 18.
Oh, okay.
He's going to college and starting this fall, and I'm not looking forward to that.
Aw. Is he going around you?
He's going to U of A, University of Arizona. But, I mean, since my school is going to be going back to in person, I believe, in the following this year, I'll be back in California for that. So okay. It won't be, if not, I'll be like home alone without my brother. I'll be in California.
So you go to, so even the school that you've been doing at home from Arizona, you've been doing it in California.
I first started it years ago in person, did that for a few years. It went to Zooms, I went to Arizona, it went back to in person, I went to California.
Now, is that the, like, or do you actually attend a public school or a private school, or is it just the set tutors and everything?
I go to a private school. It was a public school for a while, but I would miss so much school and, you know, like truancy and stuff. I got, the first year that I went to California for the first time, my public school told me it'd be all right if I missed school. And the next thing I know, I get unenrolled. So I basically got kicked out of kindergarten. And I did that for a few years, public school, a new one in California. But like I said, I was too many absent days because of the working. So then I had to go to private where you pay tuition. So then they don't really care if you're not actually in the chair, as long as you still pay your tuition or whatever.
That's very true. That's very true.
Yeah, that works out better. And so it's a Catholic school. And I mean, it's nice.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it's in Toluca Lake, California. So I have an apartment 5 minutes away from it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I could walk to school, but I'm a little bit lazy. So I have my mom.
So what was your first role?
My first role is probably Mall Cop 2, I think, with Kevin James. And I remember my mom got mad because in the audition room, they're like, all right, so tell us some facts about you. And I was like, I got kicked out of kindergarten. And I was like, so that was like so cool to me. I was like, wow. And then I told him that. And it didn't really matter because I got the part anyway. But that was a great, great first role because they flew us out to Nevada, to Las Vegas. They had a little person like next to a limousine, I called my name, and then I got in the car, went to a real nice hotel, and I filmed for a few days. It was a real small part, but I got to meet Kevin James, and he was great.
Uh-huh. It was
a good encounter with a celebrity. I mean, you know, some people say, you know, kind of rumors, maybe they're not so great, but he was great. I talked to my mom, I got a photo with him. We, you know, these little Segway thing that he drives around, he let me ride that for a little bit. I got to slap him for the role, like slap him a bunch of times. and like the directors, like it was Andy Fickman, and he's like, slap him as hard as you can, kid, over and over again. So I was like smacking him really hard. It wasn't like cheated or whatever or fake. I was slapping him.
Oh, that's fun.
And he was great. So that's probably my first role, I think, when I was like 5. Yeah.
Wow. That's unbelievable that you can even remember lines at 5.
Well, I couldn't even read that back then, so my mom would have to read it to me, and I'd just have to hear it and then memorize it. So that was difficult back then, but, you know, not too long before I learned to read.
Mm-hmm. What's been your favorite role so far?
Probably General Hospital. So I've been on it for like 4 years now, and it's great because, like, when you first get a new role, it's a new set, new actors, it takes time to get comfortable with them and better chemistry with the actors. But, you know, here at General Hospital, I when I show up, I know everybody, I'm comfortable there, they know me. It's great.
And I think the first thing that you did was when you came, Jake came back and you started doing like the magic, like the, what was the name of it?
Oh, the Chimera?
Yes. Thank you.
That was a little bit after, because I remember Frank Valentini came up to me and my mom and was like, would you be willing to get more, like a deeper storyline here? And I was like, yeah. So I took it. And then that Nurse's Ball was like my fourth day of ever being on set. Then I had to like get up on stage and sing, and I'm not a singer. So that was crazy. And Frank Valentini, the executive producer and director, he was next to my mom, and he's like, wow, that kid's got some balls. I've only been there for a few days, and they're like, well, do you sing? And I wanted to say no, but my mom's like, yeah, of course, you can do whatever. So I had to be in a booth and record. And yeah, as you can tell, they had to really auto-tune my voice up because it wasn't too good. And I had to just kind of lip sync it on stage, but that was a long time ago. But yeah, the Chimera, that was real early on, and that was pretty cool. There's actual magic tricks in that box that were pretty cool. I like doing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was like the one with the flowers pop out of the wand, just kind of basic stuff.
So yeah. How did you even get into getting on General Hospital?
I had an audition for it one day, and it's a unique one. My mom picked me up from school and she's like, quick, you got an audition for a soap opera. And I was like, is it Young and the Restless? Or is it Bold and Beautiful? No, it's General Hospital. And I was reading the script and I had to like cry and all this stuff, all these big lines. And I had to do it like in 2 hours in the car ride, and I was like stressing out. And we go in there, and at the first like security, they're like, "We're here for Hudson West, or we have Hudson West has an audition." She's like, "I don't see your name. Just head upstairs. They'll take care of you." We walk upstairs, and there's nobody around, and we're just walking around like lost, no other kids or anything. And Mark Tesher, the casting director, he comes out of his office and he's like, "You here for the audition?" And we're like, "Yeah." And he goes, "That's next Tuesday." It was Friday, so I had 4 days until the audition. But he goes, "I can just do you now if you'd like." And so that's why my mom didn't even look at the date or anything. She just figured it's today. And so that's why it was such heavy material for zero prep time, is because we still had another 4 days. But I think just because I kind of stood out from the rest because I was there 4 days early for the audition, maybe that's why. And then in between my first audition and the callback, I had broken my arm and I had a cast on, and I had to do that for the callback. And my mom's like, "Well, it's a hospital show, so that'll work out. You know, it's General Hospital. You can have a cast on." And I did. I did the callback with my cast, and I did great, I guess. So that's how it led there. It was an interesting audition experience. Yeah.
Sounds like, yeah.
I remember I was hoping that I got those extra 4 days. I was like, "Yes, I have more time." And he's like, "We'll just do it now." And my mom's like, "Great." And I was tired that day. I didn't feel like doing this, but you know, it led to, you know, 4 years of General Hospital.
You must have done a great job. I mean, memorizing all that in such a short amount of time, you know.
It wasn't actually a script like from Jake or whatever. They just provided me with a different script to do.
Mm.
Like from, I don't know where they took it from, but it wasn't from General Hospital. And it was like my mom had like left, and I was like, "Dad, doesn't she love me?" And I was like crying and stuff. So it was sad. And I had to do that the same day. And I was like, "What? This is crazy."
Well, and so how old were you when you started on the show then? Because that's kind of heavy for a child to be saying.
7 or 8.
Okay.
First ever day was in March 2016.
Okay.
And that's when I had the dog. And yeah, it was cool. It was great. The actors were nice. And my then dad, Billy Miller, was, he used to be on Young and the Restless, and my grandma really liked that show. And before I ever got that part, she was like, "Oh, I loved him on that show." And then my mom calls her up. "Well, guess what? Now he's in General Hospital and he's Hudson's dad, fake dad." And so she got to meet him. I brought my grandma to set and he gave her a kiss on the cheek. And, I mean, he's great. Same with Steve Burton. He's also great. He also got to meet my grandma because she liked him too. So, yeah.
You're probably your grandma's favorite grandchild.
Probably. I mean, I don't know. I don't have that much competition because I only got a few other cousins on that side. So, but yeah.
Oh, that is so sweet.
Yeah. She lives in Virginia, but she was all by herself, like no family there. Her husband had passed away like 14 years ago, and she's all been up there by herself. And so we moved her closer to family now. And I actually just talked to her a few minutes before this. She was on the phone, and I was like, "Hey, Mean Screens, you know, I got an interview in like 3 minutes." So, yeah.
Well, that's sweet, though, that you get to keep in touch with her and everything.
Yeah. I saw her last in December. I went to Georgia and saw her.
Oh.
Yeah. So she's great.
So now that your character is getting older, do you have any storylines that you hope that they write for you, or like a direction that you want to go in?
I mean, yeah. Now that my older brother Cameron and Trina and Jocelyn, they're all going to college, and that's happening in real life too. So I thought, you know, maybe I could be, that could open up more time for me, considering, you know, I could be like the next generation or whatever. I'm not sure.
Right.
They haven't really come to me with any future plans, but I hope, because last time I was on and I was crying with Cameron, Frank had me come to his office and telling me I was doing a great job. And how he's going to have the writers write me some more difficult material. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, that would be great.
You do a great job with your emotions. I mean, how do you play that at your age where your older brother on TV is accusing your dad of killing your stepdad? But like, you were so heartbreaking to watch. Where do you go for, I guess, that kind of inspiration, I guess, on your emotions? Like, because the storyline's kind of crazy, we know.
I mean, there's lots of makeup in your head, but I found that most people say to just think of something outside in your life, but then it kind of distracts me from the scene and I get out of character. So I can't always do it, but what help is to just think about like what's actually going on and put yourself in that character. Just pretend that this really is happening to you. And I mean, sometimes it's difficult because especially if it's like a real far-fetched thing, like for some auditions where I'm, get possessed or something, I have to cry for that. That's difficult. But I just really think of like my actual brother, in that scene, just kind of apply what you've seen or know or have had happen to you in real life and apply that to the scene that's happening currently. And that's what they say, coaches and acting classes that I took for a lot of years. They always try to find something in your life that's happened or if you've seen it in a TV show and just kind of apply that to where you are right now in that scene. And like, yeah, so I think, if I kind of place my brother in that scene right now, and that's what helps me.
Probably really helps that your real life brother is the same age as William Lipton.
Yeah, he's the same age. He's going to college. I think he's like William's a few months younger, but they've met before. My brother showed up to set, and I've had everybody show up to set. If anybody comes and visits to, Los Angeles General Hospital is probably really chill about having me bring people on set.
That's awesome.
Yeah, grandma, friends, cousins, my brother, my dad, my mom, whatever. So now that it's COVID time, they only allow one person, which would be my mom, or if I wanted to be my dad. But yeah.
Mm. So you've done a lot of other work too, where, you were on Grey's Anatomy. And how old were you when you did that? Because that was a very heavy role that you did.
Yeah, probably 8 or 9, once again. It was pretty close to my debut on General Hospital, I would say. Mm-hmm. What pretty cool is it actually films on the same lot that General Hospital does. So I had to audition like really close to where I did the first time for General Hospital. And after I did Grey's Anatomy, like every now and then people, like when I go and film General Hospital, I'd like walk around and stop by Grey's Anatomy set and say hi to them, and they remember me. But I mean, there's a lot of differences on set, even considering that it's on the same lot. It was just surprising. Like, Grey's Anatomy nonstop would have like catered trucks and they'd shrimp scampi and all this stuff all day, just all you can eat. And General Hospital, they'll have like a commissary that you can go to and pay for some food. But and so I thought it was kind of crazy because it's in the same square radius. But yeah, Grey's Anatomy was fun to shoot, but it was difficult because General Hospital is a multi-cam, and so they have all angles at once, where Grey's Anatomy is a single cam, so they'll have to film each angle and a couple times. And there I'd have to cry like 25 times over again. But all my emotional scenes on General Hospital only takes one take to do, so... Yeah, I got spoiled on General Hospital. They'll film one angle, and then you'll go back to school or wherever you are, and they'll take walls down and set up and set up a whole new angle, then film that. Then, it's crazy. They have to get each angle, where General Hospital just has 5 cameras at a time.
And you were having seizures on that too. So, I mean, that's a lot.
I had to like YouTube some videos of seizures, and they had to like kind of, they came up to me, all right, well, we how to do a seizure, and I was like, I guess, and I just kind of did my best, and they're like, yeah, that's great, perfect, all right, let's do it. And yeah, seizure was, that was a new thing to do.
That works.
Yeah, that was unique. But I don't know, I wish I could have got like the foam, the pus coming out of my mouth. That was difficult, but I don't know. It was still fun. Grey's Anatomy was a great set. I'm not with the actors there. The material was hard. I was reading it over. I was like, this is difficult. Like, and I was like, you know, can you help me, Dr. Karev? And my brother's now girlfriend back then actually didn't even know my brother and was watching that show. And then my brother moved to Arizona and met her at school. And somehow it came up that he was my brother. And she's like, no way. And so she like called me up before she and my brother really even dated or knew each other that much. And so she watched, and then her mom also watched General Hospital. So she knew me from Grey's Anatomy and General Hospital before she ever even met me. So that was cool.
And you do a lot of different types of work. So like you've done TV series, you know, you're doing General Hospital, you've done movies, voiceovers. What's your favorite thing to do?
I mean, I'm looking for like a feature film. Like that would be great. Cause I mean, most of what I do is guest spots and on TV shows, which are great, but you know, it would be great to have like probably like a breakout role on a movie, like a lead in a movie. So that's what I'm kind of pushing for. And I've had a lot of auditions come really close, like pinned and stuff. Like it was upsetting. I got real close to one where I would have been working with Kevin James again. And yeah, so that's what I'm looking for. I could have a movie or something, but I don't know. I've gotten like 3 pins and they all kind of fell through. So
I think you'll get it.
Yeah, hopefully. I had an audition yesterday that I did pretty good on, so I'm hoping for that.
Oh, you'll have to keep us posted.
Yeah, I will. But, yeah, I mean, I have to set up backdrops and cameras and everything for self-tapes. They're hard because, you know, normally I'll just go into an audition room and all I have to focus is on acting. But, you know, here I have to get my Zoom with my acting coach so he can be the reader, and then set up my camera with the ring light and then the blue backdrop, and it's just sending him the clips and uploading them to his Dropbox, and it's draining, and you know, it's a lot harder than regular auditions, and they don't really get to see your personality as much, and then because of that they'll make you like send a 30-second video of like stuff about you, but I don't like those either because it's weird to start off. So you say, hey, so yesterday I did this. I don't know, it's better to just actually get to meet the casting directors and stuff. And before COVID, every now and then they do a self-tape, even if you could do it in person. And I never liked those even way back then because I could never really meet them. And now all I know is self-tapes. Can't wait for them to go back to in person. So, yeah.
Do you think that they're going to? Because I know like a lot of things are sticking with the way that things have changed during COVID. But I think that you're right. I think that especially, and how many times do you see it with like iconic roles that you see the documentary later, 10 years later, and they're like, it was because they dropped their cup and the way that they reacted, you know, that's when we knew that was the person, you know, something that would not have happened on a Zoom or on a tape.
I think that like even before anything, some people would do Skype auditions or stuff. But I do believe that now that, you know, people have gotten used to Zoom, that even when things go back to normal, I feel like they're probably going to keep this for a while because, you know, you don't have to like meet, go to some place. You can just kind of stay at home. And I think people are starting to like, you know, I think they're going to stick with Zoom because it's more convenient and stuff. But I don't know. I hope not, but I think they are. I think Zoom's probably going to be like the new way. So,
yeah.
At least the schools are going back in person, but yeah.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, I have 2 kids too, and that was not easy at all for us.
Yeah. No, there's no motivation to like do your work or anything when you're just kind of staring at a computer screen.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't really have to get up and out of bed and like awake, so I just like lay in bed with my laptop and like fall asleep or whatever, or just get on my phone. I don't know, it was hard to just, you know, sit up and watch the screen, and as soon as you wake up and you're hearing your teacher and I don't know. it wasn't great. So in person was great. I got a little bit of last year I got to go back in person for like 2 months, but it was cool because, like, I actually would, like, you know, I kind of took it for granted when it was in person. Never thought it wouldn't be. And then when I go back, it's like I actually enjoy it because I get to, you know, actually like sit there with all my friends and stuff. So, yeah, in person was cool.
Were you able to stay connected with your friends, especially since you're in a different state?
I mean, yeah, some, but I mean, there, I have a few close friends, and I would go back to California every now and then, and one's always nagging me to come back to California. He's like, when you come back to California, when you come back to California, because he wants to see me, and I'll go back when school starts, but for now, I'm going to stay here for the rest of the summer, and he's getting mad at that, so... I mean, most people in my class I didn't really talk to, but a few I still would. And then they make you do like breakout rooms and stuff. So I would, like, you know, I guess that's some way. But either I wouldn't like pay attention to the breakout room. I wouldn't like it, even know what's going on. Or anytime that I am like actually paying attention to the Zoom, then I join. Everybody's like has their camera off. They're muted. Or they're like muted and you like say something to them and they just or it's just you know like nothing, just completely turned off screen and everything. But so every time I would pay attention and then I'm like excited to do a breakout room and ask people what's going on because I have no clue, then they have their camera off and muted. So
are there other kids in your school that are actors, or are you kind of one of the only ones that has this type of setup?
I think there's only one other, and I like the kid. He's cool, and he's actually up to some stuff. I see him on Instagram. He posts and what he's doing, and but besides that, no, it's just basically me and him. And he joined just not so long ago, so for a while I was the only one. The school would at like would every now and then like play a role I did in front of the class, and. And I didn't really watch the rest of Grey's Anatomy, and like the school played it in class, and then the other scenes, teacher's like, oh, skip this, because, you know, I didn't know what the rest of the episode was going to be like, and there was, you know, some not so class appropriate stuff to watch.
Oops.
Yeah, we told the school to watch, and then, I mean, I wasn't there, you know, doing filming or whatever, so I just knew what I did. I don't know what the rest of the episode is going to be like, and so that was. After that happened, we don't really tell the school to watch anymore.
Is there any shows that you'd like to be on? Like your favorite shows or family member shows that they've pushed for you to try out for?
I had an audition that I got kind of close to for Stranger Things season 4.
Oh,
that one.
I love it.
That would have been great. And then I also... Well, I haven't had an audition for American Horror Story, but I did do 9-1-1, and when I saw that, I saw it's Ryan Murphy, it's Brad Falchuk, and there's some other cast members that are on American Horror Story, and I was like, this is great. Maybe this can, like, lead over to season 10 of American Horror Story that I can do. And one of my other friends who watches the show, she also does acting for the time, but she knew I, and she's like, if you don't book this, I'm going to kill you. Because she was excited, you know, she watched the show American Horror Story too, and I booked it. I did 9-1-1, but I mean I had met also did way back then American Crime Story, where I actually did meet Ryan Murphy and I did meet Sarah Paulson.
Yes.
And so now I've done American Crime Story with Ryan Murphy. I did 9-1-1 with Ryan Murphy. So now I'm just really hoping for American Horror Story.
I know that you were on American Crime Story. Did you know the story that you were a part of before you got it? Or
I mean, I think
about O.J. Simpson.
I think that was probably as soon as I got that, my mom probably explained it to me. I think, I'm not sure. I doubt I would know it, known way before that, but
now we're old.
We had a great cast, John Travolta, Cuba Gooding Jr., Sarah Paulson, but I didn't really get to meet anybody else besides Sarah Paulson, which she was great, and same with Ryan Murphy, he was great. But so my dream would probably be American Horror Story season whatever. But when I was on set of 9-1-1, it's the same like producers and stuff of American Horror Story, and so I actually saw some spoilers. Like I actually saw, you know, what the season's going to be called before it was released.
Oh.
Other stuff, and they didn't say like on the trailers, like they'll have like makeup trailer or this but they wouldn't say it, but they have the font of American Horror Story, and I know that font anywhere, where they, like, for instance, the O's, they shrink the O's and put a dot underneath it or whatever, and mm-hmm. I saw it when it said makeup with that font. I knew what show that was, and I took off the trailers, but that's probably my those are my, that's my dream.
You should just happen to wander over and just wind up there and be like, oh, I'm here.
Yeah, then if they don't let me on, I'm sorry, wrong set right over there.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, both Ryan Murphy, you know, you just kind of carry me over real quick. Doesn't really matter.
Exactly.
Same thing, same difference. But yeah, that would be great. And, you know, with the new season, I'm surprised they haven't really been sending out any audition roles for the kids. Like, I mean, season 5 was, like, full of kids. And so it's not just, like, some shows, like, don't really, you know, have a lot of child roles. This one really easily could, but I'm still excited just to watch it, even if I'm not in it.
Aww. Well, that's good. That's a real fan, then. So that's...
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll try to tag them in this podcast and get them to listen to how much you love them, so...
American Horror Story. Watch this. That'd be funny, but yeah.
Talking about fans, how do you deal with fans? Do you get recognized a lot of places?
I mean, it's rare, but the other day, like literally the other day, I was in Walmart. I got recognized, and that was, you know, that was cool. Most of the time, it's like a flight attendants. Actually, it's a lot of flight attendants that actually recognize. Once it was like a bank teller, but I don't know. It's not something that you have to deal with all that often. But once I was on Dancing with the Stars, and there was like a van where they were like sticking out microphones and stuff while I was like talking to some of the other members. And the next day, they just happened to see me at the farmer's market. So yeah, I don't know.
You seriously have such an impressive resume.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've done a lot of stuff, like 30, 35 credits or whatever. So I mean, it's great to, for what how old I am, what I've been able to do, you know, the Emmys and whatnot. I've had some impressive feats.
So do you see yourself sticking with acting, or do you see yourself pursuing something else later in life?
I want to go to college, and because, you know, acting is something that it's going to be hard to just fully rely on it because it's inconsistent and stuff. Like, you know, sometimes I get a lot of roles in a little bit of time, and then I'll go like months without anything. So, I mean, unless I like, you know, become the next Brad Pitt or whatever, I'll keep it. But I want it, like another line of backup, you know, not even backup, but it could be like having the actual job, then having it as a hobby or whatever. But for now, I'm going to try to go to school and stuff. So, yeah.
Do you know what you want to study?
Well, I mean, my dad's a doctor. Both of his brothers are a doctor. One of my cousins is a doctor. It's like a whole medical family. They all go to medical school. And then, like, my brother's going to go to medical school, and they all give him advice. And, I mean, it'll be difficult, but I wouldn't mind that, you know, like neurology.
Wow.
I don't know. It's a long time from now. I can't really think about it too much, but...
No, we don't have a neurologist anymore in general hospitals. So
right.
You can just
play it in real life and on TV.
Exactly.
And when I was on Grey's Anatomy, they actually, they sent photos to my dad to ask him if it looked like legit and real. And he was
aww.
Like, because when I had my brain surgery, and somehow it got out that my dad was a neurosurgeon, and that's what they were doing. They were operating on my brain. And so they sent my pictures to my dad, and he's like, yeah, this looks great. And he's like, well, just kind of move that a little bit to the left, and that'll be great. Yeah. It was weird. It's like I felt pressure on the back of my head, but I don't know what it was. And I see up on the screen, it's like a fake, like live video of them like cutting into my brain. I was like, what's going on right now? It was weird.
That's kind of gross. I've never really thought about the fact that they, like, you would still feel that. Like, they would still be doing something to your head, obviously.
Not really. They were just probably not, like...
Right, but... I know that they did not open up your head.
Yeah.
But even just, like, in the general, yeah.
It was trippy, though. I had, like, the thing in my mouth for the oxygen, and they had the wrap over my head, so it was, like, in the back of it. asked, what are you doing back there? I feel pressure. What are you? But that was cool. I liked that scene. It was nice. You know, and this seizure and the crying and all that. Grey's Anatomy was fun.
Yeah. So do you ever get to hang out with any of the kids, any of the other cast members or anything from the show?
TK Weaver plays Danny, who used to play Danny. I'm really good friends with him. I haven't seen him in a while since COVID, but I used to hang out with him all the time. You know, he'd come to my place. We'd go to Six Flags or Knott's Berry Farm, or I'd go to his place. He lives more in, like, Orange County, North California. And, yeah, I'd drive to his house, sleep over every time, you know, every now and then. But as far as, like, General Hospital, he's probably, like, the only person I really see that much outside of set. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's really not a lot his age.
Mm-mm.
No.
Yeah.
We need to get some new youth.
Yeah. Yeah. New faces.
They'll age up a bunch of kids pretty soon. Don't worry.
Next week, Avery will be the same age as him.
Great. Did you know that Jake died before you came back, like before you came to the show?
I mean, I knew there was some complicated, story behind him, but I wasn't entirely sure.
Yeah.
I still aren't, not really, because, you know, different actors and stuff. It's weird, but something like that. Dead, not dead.
That's basically the gist of it.
Yeah.
Is you came back from the dead. That must, yeah. How do you even explain that one to an 8-year-old? By the way, in soap operas, people come back from the dead all the time.
Yeah, nobody's really dead. If they don't find the body, then he's alive, whatever, for sure.
You were a body. You saved Joss's life. But apparently it wasn't you.
Right. Yes, I did. Yeah, I was a real hero back then. I don't know. Yeah. But no, it's been an incredible journey on that show.
So does your family watch it now? Because it sounds like they watched other shows.
Yeah, I mean, from time to time, like if I'm about to be on, they didn't really watch it beforehand. I mean, maybe way back then, but I mean, if I'm about to be on, they'll watch a couple previous episodes to kind of know what's going on. But, like, for that time that I wasn't on it for a while, they didn't really watch it. And I'm not really about to watch a soap opera, but...
Do you ever wonder where they make your character go? Because we often wonder, how much time can Aiden really be spending in the kitchen? You know, and they never explain where you are. It's just, you're there one day and you're not.
I know. It's crazy. I mean, Aiden, Jason, is he's been in Rhode Island. He was in Rhode Island, like, filming during Franco's funeral, so that's why he wasn't there. But,
oh, okay.
I mean, yeah, you're right. For the most part, they don't really even explain. And he's at school. He's with his friends. I don't know, whatever. It's, yeah. And they'll have everybody but me sometimes. Where's Jake? But, yeah.
So what do you think, what do you identify, because like Jake's very into art, mm-hmm. and, you know, are you artsy? Are there a lot of things about Jake that are like you? What's the biggest differences?
I mean, I from time to time, I get like kind of like an urge to draw or something, but I'm not like that good at it. But I remember a long time ago when me and Franco and Jake and Franco had like those big scrolls, and they'd write each year like what their favorite thing was or something. I remember they gave me that actual rule, and I actually started to do that one, like that same thing at home. But I mean, I guess every now and then I'll draw, but I guess I'm like a little bit good, but nothing I'd be like, well, I don't really have a sketchbook or like walk around with like utensils or whatever. I don't know. But I'm not that artsy. None of my family is either. So, you know, most of the time, like if the parents are real artsy, as soon as their kids are born, they'll have them do like finger painting or whatever. Then as they get older, the whole family's just all into art and crafts and all that stuff, but not really us.
Okay.
I mean, it's fun every now and then, but not something I could really get into all that much. So that's probably the biggest difference of like Jake and me is probably, you know, he's really into art. I'm not, but I remember like they'll have me like draw from time, like we'll finish like the drawing that they'll have like actual people, like they'll have they have people on that set whose like job is to do the fake paintings and stuff, and they'll just have me do like the last little line to make it look like I drew it. And one time they had like Roger, who plays Franco, they had him like do the, like almost the whole drawing. He's like, yeah, well, obviously the thing is Franco's a good artist, but Roger isn't. So I don't know if I can do this that well. I understand that, but they usually cheat it. They'll like, you know, here's your sketchbook, and I look through all the pages, and they're really good artists, whoever they have to do this, and it's a whole sketchbook full of all these paintings that nobody even sees on the camera. It's like mm-hmm. all that. But yeah.
That's a shame. I want to see them.
Right.
they were really some really good ones. Yeah. They'll have artists like on Franco's funeral, and there's like the big wall of all the paintings that they had people do that and all that. So yeah. I once had to draw a fish, like an actual fish. And I was like, this is so embarrassing. I was like, hey, your dad wants this fish. And it was a terrible fish.
You got to start somewhere.
Starting off with fish, you know, the like circle and then the little triangle behind. But yeah.
Is there anything that you want to tell us about that you have upcoming or anything like that?
I mean, I did a few trips this summer. I don't have anything up planned, but I had a great summer so far. I was in Ohio. I went to go visit there. I went to Dallas to visit one of my friends. I recently went to Cape May like a few weeks ago. I was at the beach for a while. That was fun. But I mean, I don't know. I'll have some self tapes, and if I get one of them, I guess so. But for now, I don't really have anything planned. Hopefully some more General Hospital dates would be nice.
We agree.
Yeah.
You have to resolve this thing with Cam before he goes to college.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty well resolved, I would say. But I don't know, like every time that you think they're going to finally resolve it and they leave it at a bad note still. Mm-hmm. But I mean, if it was left at a bad note, I guess they would have called me back by now. So I guess they consider it resolved or else they'd have me back on.
That's true.
Yeah.
Or we could have not seen it yet, too.
I mean, yeah, that last scene I did, I filmed back in like April or May, and that's all. It's not going to air till July, like, you know, around the 4th. So.
Okay, yeah, that's the last time that we saw you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so even if I did have some things filmed, you wouldn't see it for at least 3 weeks.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for talking with us and sharing all of your experience so far.
Yeah.
It's been fun. Thank you for having me on here.
Our pleasure.
Yes.
And we've actually been talking with your publicist for probably a little over a year. And we just kept wind up like missing each other. And I'm like, I am so glad that this wound up not working out until, you know, you just had scenes. So that was perfect.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much and have a great day too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. That kid's amazing.
I still want to know how at 4, I know he said he didn't convince his parents to do it, but there had to be something that you said that makes your parents think, I'm going to take a chance on this. Because I have to be honest, if my kids said to me, let's move to California, even if they had done some modeling jobs locally, I would not be on board with that.
Right. He's obviously very talented, though. I mean, even his earlier work that you go back and watch, you know.
Right. Or his audition for GH to say that he prepared for 2 hours in the car.
Right.
Who does that?
They had to have seen something.
Right. No, he's amazing. It was such a nice talk. And it was different because we've done the little kids and we've done the adult actors, but that middle age bracket I was a little nervous about doing. And he just kept on going. He was so open and told us all kinds of stuff. It was nice.
Yeah. Gave us a little inside scoop on a few things. Where Aiden's been.
Right.
Where he's been-ish.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to see that they don't know where they are either.
Oh my goodness.
But I do. I just love talking to, I love talking to cast members.
Mm-hmm.
Or past cast members.
Anything GH related.
Yeah, pretty much.
I was going to say, I don't think that you have a limited scope there.
No, I really don't.
If they throw in a little Stranger Things, she's even happier.
Was it that obvious that I was like so excited? I was like, yes. And then he's like, but I didn't. I'm like, no.
Tell them to look at that tape again because you should be
seriously.
On it.
Yes. And please, American Horror Story, please cast him.
Oh my gosh. I will be so excited for him.
I don't watch the show because it scares me too much. Apparently, it does not scare him too much.
Really? You're scared of that show?
I've never really watched it, but I don't like the advertisements for it.
I think that you should try it. It's not that scary. There's certain seasons that are better than others, but I can't do scary. I hate scary movies. I do not like being scared. This is
and you
more,
can do that. Is it more Stranger Things-ish?
Like suspense-y. Yeah.
Okay.
There's a new
word. Don't like the poster. I keep saying posters. Like, that's what I keep seeing in my, like, their ad, like the social media graphic and everything that they do for it.
No, I think
those freak me out. They remind me of Saw. And so I don't want anything to do with that. Yeah, sorry.
No, I think they purposely make them as creepy as they can, but the shows themselves, yeah, it's not scary. I would not use the word scary. At least any of the seasons that I've watched. I'll go back through and tell you which ones I've watched at a later date. There you go. See, if he can handle it, you can handle
that
it.
That does not mean anything.
I think Stranger Things is way creepier.
Okay.
So.
But it's fantasy.
It doesn't matter. It's creepy.
Okay.
I don't like creepy things coming out of my walls chasing me, whatever. Mm-mm.
It's just the Demogorgon.
Yeah, that's scary. That'll be in my nightmares. So no.
Okay. Mm-mm. But you can. Okay. I will give that a try.
Try it. Check it out. Whatever. That'll be another fun show that you can be excited when people say they're going to be on it.
Exactly. Awesome. But we hope that you enjoyed learning a little bit more about Mr. Hudson West. And I still can't believe that he was gone. Like, he wasn't on the show.
Right.
But I really do think, I think it's because we lost all that time because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And we were so used to people not being there that
it
didn't, quote, occur to us.
We keep talking about Emma. They could age Emma down a smidge and age him up a smidge. And then they would be the right age. They could hang out.
They could hang out.
So we could bring back Emma and a couple new faces, and they really could carry on the teen drama.
Okay. Let's just figure that one out.
All right.
So join us on Monday as we recap this week's shows.
Have a good weekend.
And we'll meet you with a beer.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review. And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at pier54podcast@gmail.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.